party, sex happens everywhere.
The Hard Line.
He Bobby's bones now.
Nyla bones?
But I don't know what kind it is, so I thought I'd buy her bone because she hadn't had one in a while.
Was it a diarrhea bone?
That like a real bone or, a dog toy
it's
bone?
It's a dog. It's not. You buy it at the pet store.
It's a Nyla bone.
It's non-splitting.
And
it's okay for them.
It gives dogs the squishies.
Man, I'm telling you, I bought Clyde one, and I've never seen her act like this in my life. I mean, she was like violent. Would not let me get near that bone. I mean, Kevin was over there. You saw her, didn't you, Kevin?
Yeah, she was crazy.
Man, she was nuts
Kevin
over this bone.
Scott.
And so she chewed on it, but then she started puking and just crapping all over the place.
And it was all in her paws.
And finally, I had to I had to take her bone away from her. And she's you know, Kevin.
She's mad at you, isn't
she? She's moped around for 2 days because I took her bone away from her.
Well,
but God, all it does is make her puke and crap.
She got so weird, you had to pull the alpha male on her. She bared her teeth.
Yeah.
And you had to let her know who was boss at that point.
I mean, she's never growled at me at all. But boy, she loved her bones.
Our dogs eat the Nyla bones, but the boy dog will eat like a whole one in 5 minutes, and then he turns in like a DQ soft serve machine.
Yeah. It's The Hard Line, featuring Mike Ryder.
Let's kill the damn wolf and just put on the best show we can.
Greg the Hammer Williams.
Hey, no.
Also starring Danny Paul.
Hello, I'm Danny.
Kevin Scott.
Okay.
And Corby Davidson.
Did you see that on the Scott Baio after school special?
As the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hard Line.
Two and one.
Stand back, burrito!
High five!
Go!
The Hard Line!
3:24 is the time. 24 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, according to the Tower of the Friendly Mercantile. The tuner has found its way to America's radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. Well, it is Monday, and away we go.
Got another week to tackle.
Got a lot of football to talk about today, tell you that. Yes, we do.
It'll
we certainly
one.
Do.
It's going to be a good one.
You know what I don't understand is sit down here in my chair of fun.
Cora.
And make no mistake about it, this chair is chock full of fun. And someone left the money section of the USA Today laying here.
Mm-hmm.
So I pick it up just to look at whatever. I don't even know why I picked it up. Once I see money on there, I'm not interested. But it has like all the stocks and like all the deals that were made, all the deals that are going to be made, and money market fund interest rates.
Hey, I'm Cobra. I'm not into money.
No. Here's what my point. I don't care about money.
I wear T-shirts.
I care about money, obviously. Everybody does.
I wear
does.
T-shirts and hang out and drink all night, and I'm cool.
Hey, I'm gonna bang you.
Okay.
But can you imagine, like, being so obsessed, like, that the first section you get out of the paper is the money section, or the business section. The only channel you watch at home are, like, MSNBC stock quotes and junk like that. Like, people do that. People spend their entire day...
Well, people do win, too.
Worn out and getting all worked up over money.
I don't get worked out about it, but that's one of the first sections I read every day, the business section.
Yeah, but you don't go home and watch, like, Moneyline.
No, I don't watch that.
Money Factor.
Because I don't understand it. If I understood it a little bit more, I'd probably watch
boring.
It.
Boring.
But I just don't understand it.
Well, it's not boring if you understand it.
And I
but
don't.
You got to be real smart to understand it, and none
no,
of us
you
are
don't.
Smart. Yeah, you do.
You don't have to be smart to understand
yeah, you
that.
Do, too.
It would take you one day...
No, you got to be smart.
No, you just have to be interested in it. People think that, you know, you're smart because you know stats or something like, boy, I can't do that. You got to be real smart to know, you know, Brett Favre's interception ratio.
I'm not that smart.
It just depends on what you're interested in, you know?
No,
or people hear you talk baseball and stuff that you know, but they're, man, God, that guy's real smart. Wow.
It's one of the reasons I don't read the Wall Street Journal.
True, I don't get that.
Because I don't understand it.
I'm just not interested in it.
Well, you got to be smart to understand that.
No,
hey,
I don't
read it. You subscribe to the Wall Street Journal?
I do.
Do you get it?
For like paternity
lawsuits,
do
you read it?
Or something?
I read it.
Yeah, exactly.
I might as well subscribe.
They tell you how to defend paternity suits.
No, Justin was talking to me about an article he read in the Journal the other day. He's like, can I punch it up online? And I couldn't get to it. And he goes, oh, let me give you my password. So he subscribes to it.
Wow. It was the new iPod article.
It's true. So Justin's smarter than all of us.
Justin, do you read, like, money section and
I'll read the business section every now and then, but most of the time I just read the Wall Street Journal.
I mean, I'll look at the business section. I shouldn't say that I don't, because I do. The local business section. But do you ever crank open the USA Today and look at money?
You know, see, yeah, I do. If I pick up a USA Today, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
See, I go to the USA Today website every day, and I click on their money site every single day. I mean, I read that article that's in there right now on the hard copy on that new Airbus that holds 555 passengers. I read that whole article.
It'll never get off the ground.
Yeah, well, they've already flown it.
It's like the spruce goose.
No, they've already flown it.
Should something that large be in the air, by the way? Look at how big that sucker is. That's not meant for flying. That's like a hotel.
Should something as large as an airplane be in the air?
No.
Probably not. That's why I hate to fly.
It's impossible.
It is impossible. Airplanes and boats are impossible.
And juggling.
Yeah, and what jugglers do. That's impossible, too.
I can't think of the USA Today without thinking of Jim Rome, though.
Why?
Because you know what he calls it?
What?
The multicolored fish wrap.
Multicolored fish wrap.
So I cracked open the multicolored fish wrap today. Nice article. That's great. Cobra.
That's all he calls, and whenever he refers to a newspaper,
fish wrap.
But he's a...
But you're going to say something else.
And just think, we'll be seeing him in just a few weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Snake, what's up?
I forgot about that.
Probably driving around listening to him.
You know, he's only like 4'8".
Who?
Jim Rome. Little bitty guy.
I bet he's not 5'7".
How's this big Roma's Burning show doing?
I don't know how it's doing in the ratings, but I know they pump it up. Good gosh, do they pump that thing up.
Still? I haven't seen it promoted in a long time.
You know what someone
told me?
Seems
like they turned their back on it.
Someone said that they emailed me and said they were listening to his show here locally, and that...
Oh, they're the one.
Oh, them and about three others.
They're the one.
Well, here's what he said they were listening to it. They went to a commercial break, and it was like 5 minutes of, in 4 minutes, the Jim Rome show will be back. In 3 minutes, the Jim Rome show. There were no commercials. So they had to take a break, I guess, but they didn't sell any commercials.
So it was just dead air?
No, but there was like a guy, another 30 seconds and Jim Rome will be back.
He comes on every 30 seconds and does that?
I guess.
And then what happens?
And then he comes back.
They should have done like we did in the early days, just played Jack's Cafe commercials over and over and over again.
You guys had one sponsor?
Just about.
Jack's Cafe and what was that other
Maury
one?
Lowry.
With the
we had Vaccaro's.
Vaccaro, yeah.
What's that?
It was a restaurant.
A what?
You heard him.
I didn't.
What
did I
just
restaurant?
Oh,
thanks,
Greg.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I just
great
said.
Great place to eat, great place to drink. We just play them over and over again.
You had Sim Fighters.
Well, that was later.
Not at the first. That was later.
I'm telling you, when we first went on the air, we had like...
The Sim Fighter
seriously,
guys
Ron, I mean,
homeless.
How many? Didn't we have like three and that was it?
We didn't have many. That's for sure.
Well, they have none.
And you know what? I was surprised we had as many as we did. Not only was I surprised we had as many as we did, I was delirious that we had as many as we did.
I love you, Sim Fighters.
Get off Sim Fighters. That didn't come for years. I'm talking the first day we went on the air. We had like three sponsors, and that's it. And we played those commercials over, like Jack's Cafe. I'll bet the first day, Ron, I bet we played that commercial 30 times, 40.
The best was when we played it three times in one break.
You know what? You're laughing at that and making a joke, but I'll bet there was times we played that during the same break. I bet we played the same commercial twice. I bet we did.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Oh dear.
All right, we got a very big show here ahead of us today, and we're going to get it started with a little benefit talk. They had the big tsunami benefit at the Granada the other night, and we'll see how that went next.